Terry, what did you make of that?
Weren't at our best. Got beat by the better team. They had a good team, by the way. Good players, good forwards, good passing, good club, good system that they play. I thought we had the better chances before they scored. Thought Nathan had a good chance and Joe Bunny had a really good chance. Thought it was working first half, the way we set up, in terms of stopping them, threatening our goal in particular. And just before half time, when we didn't defend very well just here in front of us in the halfway line. And then some poor defending to let the lad get a free shot. You know, we've said don't let that lad shoot, or any of them, to be fair. And it was a hell of a strike, two good strikes by them. And then, you know, right on the strike of half time, you go in 1-0 down, so that was disappointing.
And you didn't really lay a glove on them second half, did you?
No, I think Armand had one shot, didn't he? Just past the post. So that's the disappointing thing, that we didn't rally like we have done. That's it. We didn't do as well as we've done. We got beat by the better team, and we have to dust ourselves down and go again on Friday night.
You've had a go at it, though. You've made some very positive substitutions.
You've got to, haven't you? We've made some changes. You know, we've got three games in the 6 days. We knew this was going to be tough. So that was it. And were they the correct ones? Maybe not. You know, it's great when it works out. It probably hasn't worked out for us tonight. So, that, as I say, we'll have to put that one to bed now and concentrate on Friday.
No Turton, no Bowler. What's the story there?
Just knocks. I think we're just getting a few knocks. Nothing serious for either. Just knocks. Simple as that, you know. And then the games in this three games in 6 days is a tough one, isn't it? So we just have to look after them a little bit, and then it gives a chance for one or two others to go and showcase themselves.
Was it a big call for you to leave Joe Dodoo out on the bench, 4-4?
Listen, it's the shift he's been putting in. And then you look ahead, and in hindsight, maybe he should have started. And, you know, he's all right, he was fit. We were just looking after him with all the games. So, you know, the running, the work he's been through, you know, after not playing as many games as some of the others. So we looked after him a little bit. And obviously that never paid off for us tonight.
You've always said you're going to need the full breadth of your squad as these games come thick and fast.
I think if we score the two goals in the first half with the two good chances we had, it's a different story, isn't it? And that's football. And I said on Saturday we were clinical, and we weren't clinical tonight. You're not going to get many chances here, and we didn't. You know, so that I thought they were two good chances to score. Certainly Nathan's should have scored. Joe's is a great chance. So we didn't, and then they really scored off the first time they really threatened the goal, which was last kick of the game in the first half. So first goal's, you know, important. And you know, we didn't do enough in the second half.
It's a horrid time to concede, isn't it?
Of course, the worst time. As I say, when we look back on the video there, you know, it's a mistake, if you like, and it's not great defending, and you know, it should be dealt with, but it wasn't.
Cup game coming up next, will that influence your selection?
Well, a couple of the lads have had a chance there to show what they can do. We've looked after a couple. Hopefully there's a couple coming back. It'll train on Thursday, so we'll dust ourselves down and have a look on Thursday, and then pick a team.